Some special economic benefits and environmental safeguards are enshrined in a long-term relationship agreement, LRTA, between Mishkigo Gaming First Nation and First Mining Gold, developers of the proposed Springpole Gold Mine project in northwestern Ontario. The two parties announced July 3 that their collaborative approach to develop one of Canada's largest gold resources, from construction to closure, will be done in a manner that will be respectful of the environment, Anishinaabe culture, and provide direct benefits to the community of 900. Springpole is considered one of the largest undeveloped open-pit gold deposits in Canada. Located 110 kilometers northeast of Red Lake, it's projected to produce 300,000 ounces of gold over an 11-year lifespan. The project is in the advanced environmental assessment stages by the federal and provincial governments. The deposit sits under a bay of Springpole Lake. The construction plan involves building dikes and draining the bay to carve out a pit and access the ore body. Mishkigo Gaming is located on Highway 599, 20 kilometers south of Pickle Lake on the shores of Lake St. Joseph. The Ojibwe community is a signatory to James Bay Treaty No. 9. In 2021, the community and company began a consultation process to ensure the interests and concerns of Mishkigo Gaming were taken into account in the development of the mine. The resulting current agreement allows for significant participation by Mishkigo Gaming on the environmental management and monitoring side, with training, employment and business opportunities, and financial benefits to the community during the construction and operation. In a statement, Mishkigo Gaming Chief Merle Loon said the agreement is the culmination of a 5-year process of technical review, traditional knowledge study and relationship building. The agreement ensures that Mishkigo Gaming's interests will be represented in the development and operation of the Springpole project and will deliver long-term value by creating concrete opportunities for our community and our members. Together with First Mining, we are shaping the direction of a modern and long-term collaboration that is in keeping with our values. First Mining CEO Dan Walton said considerable time was spent sharing information with the Mishkigo Gaming leadership to shape and improve the plans for Springpole. This modern agreement provides clear avenues for Mishkigo Gaming's participation in the development and operation of the project from an environmental, cultural, economic and business opportunities perspective. We thank the leadership of Mishkigo Gaming for their openness, collaboration and trust and look forward to continuing to advance the project as long-term partners.